Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart and Soul, the radio show dedicated to all things BDSM. My name is Mistress Alisa. I'm a dominatrix, BDSM counselor, and life coach. Listen, you've got questions, and I've got answers, and I'll be talking to you from my heart and welcome to another episode of Heart and Soul. I'm Mistress Alisa. Today, we are going to talk about how porn affects you as a man. And as sad as it is, I probably should have changed that title because it's not only men. Let me put this online during Heart and Soul Live. Okay, I'll put that on my Twitter. I forgot to do that. But it's not just men that need this now. I'm getting young guys who are contacting me, and some of them, sadly, for legal and moral reasons, I'm having to say, sorry, I can't help you. You're too young. Porn is affecting the male population in communities around the world. And for some reason, we seem to be ignoring it. I'm trying to help men to understand what it is that they are doing to themselves. And I'm trying to help men to do better in terms of being present with their sons. They need to be present with their daughters as well. But men don't understand that your sons are being exposed to porn when they are in their single digits. By the time they reach the age of, you know, double-digit ages, they are already growing and nurturing and protecting a porn addiction unheard of years ago. You know, in order to get porn, you had to be an adult. Now you have someone who's young and fragile and who has no fucking clue what he's doing or how his behavior is going to affect him. And I'm even hearing stories from men who are saying that they were trying to masturbate even before they had the ability to have an erection. If we don't pay attention, like, we're just going to start losing men before they even become men. We're losing our boys because we're not teaching them to love themselves and to love and respect others. We are raising boys, and they say we, I don't have any fucking kids, but we, everyone is contributing to this. We are raising boys that are just being taught to be selfish assholes. And that is how they grow up. That's who they become as men. Just selfish assholes. We need to do something about this. All right, so how porn affects you as a man. I am going to read today's synopsis and then jump right into it. I've often said that it is not necessarily, oh, shit. This thing keeps, I keep forgetting that I can't use the word porn. It blocks it out. There we go. I've often said that porn is not necessarily a bad thing. However, it blocked it out again. However, watching porn is not a victimless activity for men. Because of the way that men are wired, which is sexually, watching porn changes everything about who you are. Every aspect of who you are has changed when you watch porn. So the man becomes the victim. You know, guys are like, oh, I'm not hurting anyone. Yes, you are, sweetheart. You're hurting yourself. The man becomes the victim. Watching porn shapes the way that you see yourself. It changes the way, it shapes and molds the way that you see others, women, the world around you. Men who become addicted to watching porn cure, angry, entitled. Basically, you have nothing to offer yourself or the world around you. The more extreme versions of men who watch porn will become a danger to society. And I'm trying to fix this. I'm trying to fix this as I'm talking through it. They end up becoming a danger to society. I keep telling people that that's what's happening with the incel movement. You got these horny, angry young men who don't know how to relate to themselves, to the world around them. They feel entitled to women's bodies. They feel entitled to an orgasm. They feel entitled to sexual pleasure. And they are angry when they can't get it. Porn affects you as a man, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Let's go through it. Mentally. Men who become addicted to porn, who watch porn. Let's not even talk about addiction. Let's just talk about watching porn. Mentally, what you do is you start training your brain to stop problem solving. You condition yourself to reaching for pleasure, to reaching for that shortcut. Anytime that life gives you a problem, you're not showing up in life saying, I am a man, you know, I am man, watch me roar or hear me roar. You're not doing that. What you are doing instead is going, I don't want to deal with this. This is too big for me, too hard for me. I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to feel this way. So you tell yourself that you are going to check out. And that becomes your thing. That becomes the way that you go through life. I don't want to deal with this. She yelled at me. He yelled at me. You know, your parents or whatever. You have a hard day at school. You see a girl that you like. You want to talk to her, but you're shy and you don't know how to approach her. So what do? I'm just going to shut down and reach for porn. That's my best option here. I'm not going to work on my social skills. I'm not going to problem solve. I'm not going to be brave and face the things that are bothering me. Instead, I'm just going to shut down. And that is what I'm going to condition myself to do. I am just going to shut down emotionally. Oh my gosh. Men who watch porn, emotionally, this is a huge problem. I oftentimes will ask a man who comes to me for assistance with sex, porn, or masturbation addictions. I will ask him, how do you feel right now? Because you see, when you approach me or anyone, you know, and you're trying to work through your addiction, it's common for you to feel things like anxiety, fear, uncertainty, embarrassment, humiliation that you use to become a sexual fetish, but real, sincere humiliation. So when I ask a guy, how do you feel right now talking to me about these things? And he goes, oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm fine. He's very dismissive of talking about his feelings and emotions. And it's not uncommon for the man to get upset and frustrated with me because I won't let it go. No, tell me how you feel. You see, here's the thing. When a man is trying to work through a sexual issue, he doesn't want to deal with the actual issue. He wants to talk about sex. He wants to talk about those things that are sexually frustrating, the things that he's chasing, the thing that is alluring and compelling. And so when you watch porn as a man, you have no fucking point of view when it comes to your actual feelings. Men will talk about being angry, you know, they'll talk about judging someone, but those aren't real feelings. When you start to hold up the mirror and talk about how you're feeling in those moments that you are chasing a sexual high, that's going to be some real ass work right there. But men who rely on porn, men who turn to porn, it's just about sexualizing that feeling, sexualizing that emotion, making it about something that he feels good about, something that he can wrap his sticky fingers around, right? It has to become about what leads to that happy ending. And I hear you. For those of you men who are like, yeah, but I don't always want the orgasm. I'm with you, I follow you, and I see your bullshit. For those of you who are into tease and denial or edging, if you're, you know, doing that on your own, it's edging. If you're into that, you're still focused on the orgasm. It's just, you got the, sorry about the noise, you got the immediate gratification that pleasure that you receive from interacting in that moment, but you get the delayed gratification of a better orgasm. So there are men who are like, no, you know, it's not about the orgasm for me. That's bullshit. It is about the orgasm. You're just managing that orgasm and that release differently. How does watching porn affect you as a man? Do you see how everything that I'm talking about, I have to pause, address how it intersects with your sexual pleasure? That's what happens with you as men when you watch porn. Everything about life comes down to, how can I get off? How can I use her? Where can I use her? Which holes can I access? And name your emotion. It doesn't matter if you are happy or sad or frustrated or you got the promotion and you want to celebrate. There was a death in the family. It doesn't matter what it is. Your solution is going to be, I need to get off. I need sexual pleasure. I'm entitled to sexual pleasure. I am demanding sexual pleasure. Yeah, that's what porn does. That's how it feeds the narrative for you. One second. I am taking notes because sometimes when I do these shows, I get ideas for additional content. So that's what that was. So emotionally, when a guy comes to me for help with sex, porn, and masturbation addiction, he has no idea how he feels. And it's interesting to me because he will be very comfortable talking about comes by certain activities, you know, by certain positions or toys. He can talk about those things hour after hour after hour, you know, if he's given the opportunity to do so. Right? What do you like? What turns you on? Oh, let me tell you, I saw this porn, da-da-da-da, she did this, and then there was one where the woman did this, and oh, I got my dick off so hard to that one, right? If I let him talk like that, he will. But when it comes to, you know, getting help for your addiction, when it comes to adjusting your mindset, he has no attention span for that. So how does porn affect you as a man? You train and condition yourself to chase the orgasm. You've got a family, doesn't matter. I need to get my dick off. Your children would be ashamed or embarrassed, or, you know, you would be ashamed or embarrassed if they found out some of the shit that you were doing. Doesn't matter. I need to get my dick off. My dick is more important to me than anything. Now, I want you guys to be mindful of something. This is not as prevalent in moments right after you've gotten your dick off. So there are men who will say things to me like, oh, you know, I just needed to get it out of my system one more time. I'm good to go now. I'm good. I'm fine. And so I will actually have men who will, you know, go and see the prostitute or go and book the session with a sex worker, and then they'll write me, close their account, oh, I did it one more time. I got it out of my system. I'm good to go. I don't need your services anymore. Okay, all right, see you in a few months. Because you guys go through these cycles where you fool yourself. You get off, right, and you get the endorphin release, and you feel that that is going to last you forever. It doesn't. So what you end up doing is indulging and then white knuckling. Right? As the effects of that indulgence wear off, you fool yourself into thinking, I've got this, I've got this, I've got this. The way to get through this is not through white knuckling. The way to work through your addiction is to face your shit. How does porn affect you as a man? It teaches you to avoid anything that's uncomfortable. So a man would rather white-knuckle and ignore or, you know, say that it's the devil or, because I get a lot of religious people, you know, memorize Bible scriptures. You can do those things if you want to, but that is not how porn addiction has you trapped. It doesn't have you trapped because you haven't memorized enough scriptures or, you know, texts from a religious book. That's not the reason that you are addicted. The reason that you are addicted is because you won't face yourself. It's because you're lying to yourself. You won't tell yourself the truth. Okay? How else does porn affect you as a man? It makes you selfish as fuck. Oh my God. This one is hard to put into words. This is something that I have to show clients because they don't believe me. Okay? So I'm not going to try to convince you here because I don't have enough time. But what I will say is look at the way that women treat you. If you're dating or married or trying to date, look at the way that women treat you. We have, make sure that we're talking about women, not women that you're trying to buy, right? Not women that you are trying to influence with money, but women that you are presenting yourself to, and you are wanting them to engage with you according to who you are and according to the way that you treat them. Men who watch porn interact with women in a very demanding and selfish and self-entitled, expectant manner. And so they are hurt and offended and frustrated when women shut them down, when women don't want to respond. They don't want to interact with you because they can feel the selfishness. not only do we feel and sense the selfishness, but we feel and we sense the creepiness. Let me talk to some of you right now. Like, lean the fuck in. Porn makes you creepy. I've done a show on this. I don't think I did it on this platform, but I've spoken about the creepiness that is inside a bunch of you men. Here's why you're creepy. This is the creepiness factor. The creepiness factor is you've got this dark, menacing, selfish side that you are growing secretly, right? No one is inside of your head. No one knows about what you're jerking off to and what your secret fantasies are and how dark they can be. And no one knows that. But we as women sense and feel when something is off with you. So you're in our faces and you're smiling and you're trying the pickup line and you're trying to make us laugh and giggle and you're trying to distract us from that dark beast that you are feeding. We might not know the details of what is transpiring between you and that dark side of yours, but we can feel it. We can sense it. And the more that you smile, the more that you try to come across as if you're just a good guy, the creepier you are. So something inside of us is going, stranger danger, or whatever your alarm says. You know, something is going off inside of that woman, and it's like, I don't know about this one. He's weird. He's off. I don't like him. He makes me uncomfortable. We can't put it into words. We just know that something inside of us is rejecting something inside of you. So when you watch porn, you're feeding a beast. You're feeding an animal. And it is a fucking beast that you cannot control. You become the victim. It devours you and leaves you in a heap on the street, you know, just empty and useless. And you've got nothing left and nothing to offer. That's what porn will do to you as a man eventually. Now, some of you may ask, well, do you watch porn? Yeah, I'll watch it. I don't know. It's like, and it literally is that like, I don't give a fuck about it. I might watch it maybe 6 times a year. But you see, it's different for women. Women are not as susceptible. If you have, if you show me a woman who's addicted to watching porn, I'm going to show you a woman who has sexual trauma in her life. Women aren't addicted to porn the way that men are. Women are, there's something else going on with women, and I would say that it can be even darker than what you would see in a man. So I don't deal with women who are addicted to sex or porn or masturbation. Maybe it's because, I don't know, I'm psychoanalyzing myself. But anyway, what I'm trying to say here is women can watch porn, but it's not going to be as compelling as it is for men because men are wired. You are made to be visual creatures. A woman is more about feeling and sensation, like, how do you touch my heart? Oh, that's so sweet, right? A woman is more likely to hug you and to make out with you if she feels safe with you, if she likes the way that you touch her heart and soul. A guy is wired to go, oh, look at those titties, look at that ass, and I want to do things with her body parts. This is why porn is more dangerous for men than it is for women. And maybe porn should be done away with. I don't know. That's not my lane. Whatever. I care more about the people and the way that people are involved. So if there are women and young girls and even young boys and young men who are dragged into this and they're being drugged and abused, you know, how does porn affect you as a man? If you are watching like that dark shit, not where people are engaged because they want to be or because, you know, she's got to pay a bill and, you know, not for those reasons, but you are watching some of this dark shit, that's the other thing that porn does, is it desensitizes you. And so you find yourself looking for things that are darker and darker, things that are more and more troubling. Why? Because you're desensitized, and now you need something that's going to shock your dick. You're desensitized, and now you need just something that's a bit more daring so that you can get a rise, you know, so that your dick can respond or whatever. The last way that porn affects you as a man is kills, steals, and destroys anything that is human inside of you. There are so many men who are walking around as shells of their former selves. Yeah, it will kill, steal, and destroy anything that is living and breathing inside of you. You know, that part of you that has goals and dreams, and that part of you that wants to do something in the world, that part of you that wants to love your family and, you know, be a respected member of society, you will find that increasingly there will be more and more moments where you are just wanting that sexual high. And so you run to that thing that gives you that. One last thing. There are so many ways that porn affects you as a man, but the other way is that it teaches you to objectify people. And I know that, you know, don't objectify me as a woman. It's like a hashtag, and it's, you know, something that is a part of the feminist movement and all of that. Forget that. We're not doing the pro-feminism thing, right? I'm not even a feminist. I'm talking to you as a man, as a human being. When you objectify a person, you don't see them as a human being. You are just seeing them, more than likely, as a collection of body parts that you can use and fuck and abuse and use and toss away like trash when you're done. So you guys are conditioning yourselves to think this way. You get a little nookie. You get she lets you in the cookie jar. You go back to treating her the way that you normally would, because you're not even trying to be a good guy now. You're treating her the way that you do your, that woman that you're jerking off to in the porn flick. So in the porn flick, what happens? You jerk off and you're done, right? You jerk off and you're done. You separate yourself from her. That's what you guys are doing when you get into relationships, because you only see that woman as an object who was there for your pleasure and nothing else. All right, so I'm running out of time. I don't hear my music. For those of you, there it is. For those of you who would like to know more about me and what it is that I do, then you can visit me online at alisacoaches.com. That's A-L-I-S-A, coaches, C-O-A-C-H-E-S.com. I have a special on my site where you can speak to me for your first time. If it's your first time contacting me, you can speak to me for $25. What else? I also have something on my website. It's called Creed. It's a group that you can join for just $5 a month. And what I do is I teach. There's Creed for men. Don't join Creed for women. Creed for men is going to have content that will help you as a man to love yourself, love your partner, be more confident, things that will help you to really learn how to be a better man. So Creed for Men, check that out on my website. That's alisacoaches.com, LISA, and I will see you guys another time.